Following the morning milking, there's always plenty of errands to do on the farm. Greg Muller went out with Daniel on the tractor one morning recently.
And the dog's in here.
Yeah, it's here we
go. So Daniel, tell us what you're doing today.
We're just going off to feed the dry cows, which are on the lease block. These are the ones that aren't close to calving yet. They're dry, dry for milk. They have a rest before they calve again. That's the dry cows over there.
And so you keep them separate?
Yeah.
How long are they dry for?
They're dry for about 6 to 8 weeks. It's to replenish their udder. Well, their udder recovered from last season.
That's because there's a whole lot of fallen trees around here. Have you cut them down or they've fallen down?
Oh, no, they've all fallen down through wet winters and then some wind. So they'll be planning to fence another area there off and plant a whole heap more and maybe even get some carbon credits for them.
Ah, some carbon farming.
Maybe, yeah. The idea anyway. But in the meantime, yeah, just get some firewood.
There's surely more there than you could use. Do you sell it?
Not really, no. We have a guy that comes and cleans them up there at the front and takes a bit of wood as part of the payment, but that's as far as it goes, yeah.
I'll get this.
We're just feeding them a couple of bales of silage. There's about 70 cows here left here. There's not much grass here, as you can see, but we do have to... We keep them off the milking area. We shield the milking area so we can keep the right rotation for the milkers and keep the grass growing in the milking area. So this is not milking area. This is just for dry cows and young stock.
You don't even need to get out of your tractor.
Oh, just to cut the net wrap off.
So how long are they in here for?
Well, but they're probably about 5 weeks or so over here, and then the last 2 weeks of calving, they go closer and get on a different diet and get used to the grain and that again.
So what are you feeding them here?
Oh, this is just straight silage and plus the small amount of grass to get out of the paddock.
So how many do you have that are close to calving?
Yeah, over there?
Yeah.
I think there's still about 25 near the shed there, and about 70 here, and that's what's left to calve. So basically we're still setting the farm up, really, from when we first started.
From when you converted it to dairy?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll clean these two paddocks up and work them up, because they're probably our poorest two paddocks at the moment.
Why do you say that? Like, it looks pretty green and there's water here. Why do you say they're poor paddocks?
Oh, it's just poor quality of pasture and poor fertility. You know? Although it looks green now, it's just not growing that well. Not growing.
So when you say you have to pull some calves, how predictable is that? Like, do you know, how long in advance do you know you're going to have to do that?
We give the cow every chance to calve on her own first, so... But if she's just not getting anywhere with getting the calf out, like if she can't get the head out, or then you need to sort of assist.
Lisa was saying that you've lost some this season.
Yeah, well, we lost a couple of heifers. We joined the heifers to beef bulls, which generally throw good-sized calves, really, like smallish calves normally, but occasionally you get a big one or two. And we joined them to the beef ones as another little... money spinner, because the calves do very well in the market, so we sell them all there. But occasionally, yeah, you get a couple of big calves, and when we pulled them out, it just did some nerve damage to the cow's back legs, and which will heal over time, but these cows just didn't get up after a few days and just sort of went backwards, so they just sort of wasn't worth keeping them, and yeah.
So all these ones here are about to calve?
Yeah, yep. So they get run through the shed in the morning and get some grain and to get their stomachs used to that. And they get just the hay as well. So they get ad-lib hay, as much hay as they can eat. The hay is designed to... It kind of expands their stomach, and because it's so slow digesting, it stays in there and expands it. So hopefully when they come in the shed, their stomachs will be like, eat more grass, eat more... Make more milk.
There you go. Side to dairy farming you may not have thought of in the past. Daniel Parker speaking with Greg Muller.